David Crompton is the current Chief Constable of South Yorkshire Police, and he joins us in the studio now. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Plenty of apologies yesterday, but now we need to start to look at what we're going to do in South Yorkshire Police to make reparations, don't we?
Yes, yesterday was rightly, I think, a day of apologies, but today we start looking forward as to where we go next. And I want to be really clear about, you know, what that looks like. You know, I did say yesterday, and I repeat today, that, you know, if people have done things wrong, then whether they are police officers, whether it was 20 years ago, whatever it was, we'll look into that. And, you know, if people have committed crimes, then they should be prosecuted for those crimes.
Of course, it wasn't 20 years ago, was it? Because the event happened 23 years ago. But then police officers throughout South Yorkshire Police have known about this and covered this up for the last 23 years.
And absolutely. The conclusion of the panel was that there was a cover-up. But I just want to deal with one of the issues, the big issues.
It's ongoing cover-up. You were covering it up until yesterday.
Not so yesterday. In fact, one of the almost the slight ironies is that myself and my predecessor, Med Hughes, threw the doors open and provided the panel with absolutely everything that we could possibly find in the force. Every document that relates to Hillsborough in any way whatsoever, we, Med and then myself, committed ourselves to providing all of that documentation to the panel. And of course, it's that documentation that the panel have based their findings on. So actually,
but you had that for 20 years and didn't read it and didn't come up with these conclusions yourself. South Yorkshire Police have covered this up for the last 23 years.
And the
current
comment,
officers.
The comment that was made about the officers changing their statements. Actually, those officers who were junior officers at the time were some of the most vocal critics of those changes being made. Many of those changes were made by legal people as opposed to the officers. And they, some of the officers themselves were absolutely outraged because some of the changes were made without them even knowing about it. Now, some of that stuff came out in previous official inquiries. Mm-hmm. None of that makes it right. And that's clearly something that's got to be dealt with. But one issue that I have to be really clear about, and I think, you know, the day after the launch of the panel's report is now the time, the dust just is still up in the air just to deal with this, is that those 164 statements were not all changed by the officers themselves. Many of them were changed by legal advisers, and many of them were changed without the knowledge of the officers concerned.
So who's going to pay for it then, the legal advisers?
Well, that's something that we'd clearly have to look at, but the fact is that many of those changes were made without the knowledge of the officers concerned.
So they put statements in and they were then changed and they didn't have to re-sign them or anything, they were changed after the fact?
They were changed sometimes without their knowledge, and they I think one of the issues which has been raised in public inquiries in the past is that the officers were then presented, in fairness, back with those statements and asked to sign them. And the issue is, and I entirely agree with the point that's been made yesterday, many of the things that were taken out of the statements, completely unaccountably, were criticisms, for example, of senior officers and leadership on the day, which, of course, has been severely, couldn't have been more seriously criticised in terms of the report yesterday.
Okay.
And it bears no, it makes no sense. It was controversial right from the outset. It remains controversial and, you know, we can't understand why it was done.
So we've heard criticism this morning, excuse me, from Michael Mansfield about what happened at Orgreave. He said it was symptomatic of this corrupt force for then what happened at Hillsborough. When are we, as South Yorkshire folks, supposed to believe that you'd stopped behaving like that and became properly accountable? Is it still ongoing?
No, it's not still ongoing.
When did it stop? What was the date?
There is no date, is there? I mean, there were issues here which are clearly of massive concern. But the point I want to make is that this is not a corrupt police force. We've got people out there day
well,
in, day out.
It's looking like one, isn't it?
No, it's not. These are issues that
what
go
you saw
back
yesterday
many
doesn't
years.
Look like corruption.
Sorry, Toby.
What you saw yesterday doesn't look like corruption.
No, what I'm saying is that is not something that endures to the current day.
How do we know?
I don't dispute that.
You've told us it didn't happen for the last 23 years. How do we believe you now?
Because the focus of this is 20 years ago, not on the current day. The 2012 police force that people can have entire confidence in is not the 1989 police force, when, in fairness, there was probably a whiff of life on Mars around.
But when are we supposed to think that stopped? Because you didn't tell us. You've had these documents for 20 years and you didn't tell us about it. Why do we think it's not still life on Mars?
And the point I make is that there was a commitment going back 3 years from the then Chief Constable, Med Hughes, to make everything available. And actually, the irony is that by making all of that available, we've attracted the criticism that we attracted yesterday. But that's right.
Sorry.